We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 42. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com. And everything that I say, Ray hears 10 seconds later. And everything that Ray says, I hear 10 seconds later. So this is going to be incredible.
Note, this week, Ray and Emery are in the same place.
We are podcasting from my living room.
Both on Skype on separate computers. And so
yeah. I wasn't even laughing at that, for the record. I was just laughing because I was holding it in during the intro. So.
That's what she said.
Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone.
And thank you for listening. And if you've made it this far, I applaud you.
Yeah.
It's
You're
only
in
been
for
like
a, treat.
A minute. Come on now. All right. News?
A&E bought Lifetime, or is in the process of buying Lifetime.
Exciting.
Any thoughts on that?
No. How does that affect Project Runway?
That I don't know.
I'm guessing not at all, but I don't have any thoughts.
Yeah, me either.
It'll be more real and more dramatic.
Maybe.
Okay.
They're both doing good in the, like, producing their own shows now, so.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that'll slow things down for one of them. Anyway.
On to news we care about, or at least I do. TNT has renewed Leverage for a third season.
That's very exciting. I love that show. I'm very excited about it. You can't tell from the obvious lack of interest, but... We all love the show.
I do love the show.
So we all care.
I'm very happy that it's getting a third. I really didn't think it wouldn't get a third season, quite frankly.
Yeah, I couldn't fathom how it wouldn't.
But it's always nice to hear
the official
news.
Word.
It's true.
Yep.
And then NBC has pushed the second season premiere of Southland to October 23rd.
And they're saying it's because they want to have more time to promote it, I guess. But I think it just spells doom for Southland. Sadly.
Isn't it already in production?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a weird one. I don't think it's going to help necessarily to... What are they going to advertise? Because they're going to advertise it for another 4 weeks. But four weeks in, people are already going to have watched... something else on Friday night if they're watching TV on Friday night for 4 weeks.
Exactly. I agree. So I'm bummed. I liked it.
They're not watching TV on Friday nights anyway.
I'm recording it.
They'll be watching Medium or Dollhouse or Stargate Universe or...
Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll pull through.
All right.
Wow. Well, I'm just going to leave that one on the table.
Mm-hmm. Next up on our news...
Fox, oh, this one kind of jumps back another couple episodes when we were talking about it, Steph. Fox is apparently adapting Heathers into a series.
Didn't we actually talk about Heathers too? Did we bring it up in our discussion?
Yeah, it actually came up in discussion.
That I don't remember.
That's what she said.
Oh my god, this has got to stop.
That's what she
I'm
said.
I'm sorry, I couldn't pass it. All right.
That's
what
gross.
She said.
Anyway, let's continue. So Heathers as a series, we'll leave it at that. And picking up on what we talked about last week for One Tree Hill, Skills,
for
Antoine
what?
Tanner.
For when, what?
The Wretched Beasts, I'm sorry. I thought you legitimately didn't hear me, and you were like, wait, what did you say? And I was like, what show has someone named Skills on it besides One Tree Hill? Anyway, Antoine Tanner will appear in the first few episodes, but we don't know what will happen to him later.
Apparently he's... scheduled for, I don't know, something, arraignment or whatever's happening in November. So that's when you'll find out what's actually happening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he goes to jail, he definitely won't be on the show. So
true.
they could film him in jail.
Yeah. I mean, Dan Scott was in jail forever.
A very special episode of The Wretched Bees.
Yeah. Yep. So that's that. And then the last thing a couple things. V is shutting down production for 2 weeks, and they're saying it so they can beef up the scripts so that they are as good as the pilot is. So we'll see what happens.
Are they saying that that means everything that they've already produced after the pilot is not as good as the pilot?
Probably. That's probably what that means.
Or they got a few episodes in and they ran dry?
Yeah, I don't know. So, and then was there one other thing? Dollhouse.
Dollhouse. Summer Glau has been hired on. She'll have a recurring role on Dollhouse this season.
But we have no idea what the role is. It's not really been.
I won't say the one-line explanation of the role.
Thank
just
you.
Don't want to spoil Ray on anything about
thank you.
Her Friday favorite.
It's not just my Friday favorite. I feel that way about all of my favorites, for the record. All right.
She does.
Well, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying that this was your Friday favorite. That's all.
All right, so that's the news. You know where to find any other news that we didn't cover because it's online.
But if we didn't cover it, then it's probably not important.
That's exactly it.
To me.
I mean, even half the stuff we covered is not really important.
It's true. It's true. All right. Moving on. What's this week's topic?
I heard an echo.
Because we were looking at each other. I will turn away.
Stop looking at me, Emery. All right, let's move on to the topic.
It's like children in the back of the car. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. Stop touching me. Stop touching me. Don't make me pull this car over.
Oh, my God.
All right, the topic this week.
The topic this week. Fox Fall Preview 2009.
Yep. Yes, it is.
You asked, that's what it is.
I know, I was expecting you to actually get into talking about it.
Okay, so we'll start with Sunday, since Fox starts on Sunday. They'll have The Simpsons, followed by The Cleveland Show, followed by Family Guy, followed by American Dad, all starting on September 27th.
So that's Sunday. I'm very sad that King of the Hill is no longer on. Oh my God, I get to tell an awesome story right now. Okay.
And this is an awesome story. Ending its run on September 13th.
Yes. Yes. And because Californication is starting up, I got to talk to Pamela Adlon, who plays Bobby Hill. And I love King of the Hill. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we started talking about how much I loved it, and she started talking like Bobby Hill. And I have it on tape recorder, but I don't have it with me, or I would play it for everybody. And then I told her that my favorite episode was the episode where Bobby takes self-defense classes at the Y with ladies. And he says things like, "That's my purse! I don't know you!" And so Pammy did that for me on my recorder without provocation, just because she remembered the lines. So I have a recording of Bobby Hill saying, "That's my purse!" And I'm so excited.
King of the Hill is by far like my favorite animated series that I've ever seen, and I watch it. I want to say like I record everything. I record every episode of my TiVo, so repeat, you name it.
You do?
I love that show.
Oh, thank you very much, Amory. I really appreciate it.
That right there, that just made my day. My friends and I were talking this weekend about the episode where Bobby takes the self-defense class.
Oh God. Let go of my purse.
That's my purse. Okay, so Sunday. I don't watch The Simpsons. I don't watch Family Guy. I don't watch the American Dad family, whatever it's called. And I won't watch The Cleveland Show, but I didn't hate The Cleveland Show. So take of that what you will.
I'll occasionally watch The Simpsons because there's nothing else on at that time that I watch, so sometimes I'll watch it, or I'll be watching, if I'm not watching a game on NBC.
So Sunday's really not exciting. In the spring, they'll have a new show, which is okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember. Are we talking about spring shows? Yes. Well, we're kind of saying what's coming. Well, mid-season replacements. Sons of Tucson is in on Sundays.
That'll be weird just because, like, it'll be a live-action show stuck in the middle of all the animated shows.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Sunday.
Actually, I did watch it, and it wasn't that bad. Sons of Tucson, that is.
Yeah, I didn't dislike it. I didn't like the one kid, or the older kid, but it sounds like they're recasting. So, because we all got those, or Fox sent out these alerts of, hey, if you know children that are in these ages, have them try out. So
Monday will start off with House on September 21st, and that'll be a two-hour episode. And then the next week, September 28th, Lie to Me will follow it.
Lie to Me. Mekhi Phifer joined the cast this season, full-time. That's cool.
They got some interesting-sounding things coming up on Lie to Me with some of the casting and little bits of roles that they've talked about of him getting a nemesis-type character and some other people to play off of.
Right.
That'll be sort of recurring.
And then
obviously
House.
I'll be watching House.
Yeah, I'm watching House for sure. It's our Monday night show with my dad. We've decided that our Monday night shows in the fall are House and The Big Bang Theory. We're going to record How I Met Your Mother and watch that. And then Castle. But we'll get to that.
So you'll record How I Met Your Mother while you're watching House and then watch that in place of Two and a Half Men and then The Big Bang Theory and then Castle?
Absolutely. Yep. So, but how's the season? He starts in the, spoiler alert, he starts the season in the mental institution that he checked himself into. And Franca Potente from The Bourne Supremacy, maybe, is in that movie. I mean, is in the show for the first episode at least. So that should
she
be interesting.
She is in that movie too.
she is in the movie that I referenced and then re-mentioned. Okay, so that's Monday.
And then Tuesday.
They don't have many new shows in the fall, do they?
No, Tuesday. No, they don't.
I'm like, okay. Just talking to myself then.
They don't really.
I mean,
except for
my answer's coming out twice. Tuesday.
I'm trying to add a little echo myself just so we all sound the same. Okay, Fox will have, Hell's Kitchen will be continuing on into the fall, and that'll be followed by So You Think You Can Dance, which the Tuesday version of it will start on the 29th of September.
Ryan and I, we're having a conversation with nods and head shakes, basically. Tuesday, Ray, yes. Does start on the 29th. Wednesday starts on the 9th. Anyway.
I don't understand that. Well, because they have audition shows?
Yeah, and Tuesdays right now are something.
Some show they have? Mental? No.
I don't know. What's airing on Tuesdays until So You Think You Can Dance starts?
I'm not positive.
I feel like I know this answer.
Obviously you don't.
We're going to find out.
So we're talking about Tuesdays here. And
how fast can you go?
Okay. Sorry, I just turned the TV on and the Progressive commercial was on.
Hell's Kitchen? More to Love?
More to Love. That's
yes, that's what's running right now. More to Love. Which you can see why we had no idea what was playing in that time slot.
So, my mother calls me the other day. What's that show the Fox has that's on? Is it on tonight? I'm like, oh, could you be more specific, please?
Oh, this is going to be a listener's dream, this episode.
What? What was that for?
Because you told me to tell you when I can hear the echo, and or when I can hear Amory.
There was an echo there?
Amory was twice as nice.
Thank you.
Oh, Amory.
Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, that it's more to love, or less
I will
love.
Be watching So You Think You Can Dance. There you have it.
Fox is, Tuesday nights are Fox free here for me.
What comes on after it? In the
after
fall?
What?
After So You Think You Can Dance?
Nothing.
Your local news?
Oh, it's a 2-hour.
Hell's Kitchen. Were you not paying attention?
That comes on before.
Well, you talked a lot of other stuff in between, so I missed it.
Gotcha.
Because I don't watch Hell's Kitchen, obviously. It didn't stick out in my memory. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
We'll move on to Wednesday, which So You Think You Can Dance starts on September 9th, the Wednesday versions. And that'll be followed by some show called Glee.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
September 9th.
I'm so excited about Glee, I can't even think.
Amory, no singing?
I'm afraid to sing. It'll be around.
It's okay. It'll be even better that way.
Seriously, for weeks and months now, I've been singing Don't Stop Believing, the Glee version, obviously. And we saw the second episode at Comic-Con, or the first episode, they're calling it. Oh my God, it was ridiculous. It's so good. I can't even stop myself from explaining how much I love, like, I love the show so much that I go on for like 20 minutes describing it to people just so they'll tune in because it's incredible.
It is incredible. I love it. And it is annoying me that the promos right now pretty much give away two pivotal scenes in that, well, really just one pivotal scene in that episode that, yeah. It's not like it gives it away, like
the context or anything like that.
Right. It's still going to be a good episode, but I think the what made that scene so great was the complete shock it was to everybody who was watching it, what was about to come. Like, you know what I mean? What came up. So I'll be happy when we get this first episode out of the way and then we just have small promos. They don't have to keep, like, trying to find something to pull people in with. So,
yes.
That's all I wanted to say.
Someone, I don't know the words anymore. I just lost all the words to Don't Stop Believing.
Melowine
cheese. You. Did you hear that twice?
Yes.
I don't know. I did. But
can you mute your microphone so I can sing, please?
Yes, I can do that for you. Hold on one moment.
I can't stop laughing now. Don't Stop Believing is incredible. And if you haven't watched Glee yet, you are not my friend. And my favorite line.
It's out there all over the place. I mean.
Bella Wine and cheap perfume. Oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait. I think Ray can put her microphone back on now. What's next? Glee. You have to watch Glee, everybody.
It starts September 9th, but they'll be playing, if you haven't watched the previous episode, it'll be on September 2nd.
Yes, and I think it's the director's cut that we were sent from Fox, which is a little bit different and has extra scenes in it. So that's exciting.
That's the one where it has, what's-his-face singing, right?
Matthew Morrison, the teacher. And he also, Will Schuster, also sings in Showmance, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But if you don't watch it then, watch it online. It's out there.
You need to watch the show. All right, we've spent a lot of time on Glee.
We've, like, Candyland this weekend?
We can play Candyland this weekend. Absolutely.
Moving on to Friday. This is Friday, right? No, Thursday.
Shit, we're up to Wednesday. No, okay.
Thursday?
Yes. Thursday's next.
What about no Chutes and Ladders?
I don't have Chutes and Ladders. I only have Candyland. I have Disney Seen It, though.
Kick ass in that. All right, let's go on. Thursday.
Okay. On enough with the weekend game preview. Back to Thursdays on Fox. It'll be Bones, followed by Fringe on September 17th.
Which, yeah, that's a little woo from me, too, because she said it twice. I was left a little cold by the Bones season finale. I hated it, to say the least. But I think that they're going to recover.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine, but I mean the show when they're not doing something lame like a coma dream sequence is really good.
Right. And then Fringe, I'm hearing the season premiere is amazing. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Fringe.
Yeah, that's
you.
I don't really have much to say about it cuz I don't actually know where they could possibly go next. So it's not like I could even guess what's going to happen. So that's Thursday.
It is. Yeah, I'll be watching both of those. Although Thursdays are up against Fringe, that time slot is kind of ridiculous.
Agreed.
It always is, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, even starting off, it is like The Office and Community, and then it'll be Office and 30 Rock, and then Grey's CSI, and then for you guys, Supernatural, too. So it's there's like four things I'll be watching, or four in that time slot.
I have four slots on my DVR. That's new. I wasn't bragging.
You were bragging.
I was bragging a little bit.
At least there's nothing on cable at 9 o'clock on Thursday, so that's the only good thing.
Yes.
Your DVR records four at once.
I have two DVRs. So it records two.
Gotcha.
Mm. Anyway. Mm. So that's Thursday.
Okay. So
next up is Friday.
Fridays. That will start off with
like cheese sticks. Sorry. TGI Fridays, people. Go on.
Ray says that like people were listening and gave her no feedback. And then she gives them a half a second to register what she said. And then is like, oh my God, come on.
I didn't
people.
Even hear what she said because I was talking.
Exactly.
But I thought I heard something about cheese sticks.
She said, so she said, like cheese sticks.
I didn't say like cheese sticks. I said, I like some cheese sticks.
We got time. We're going to eat after we're done podcasting.
All right. We got to eat.
Not yet.
All right, go.
Friday.
Friday.
What's happening on Friday?
Fridays will be new show Brothers starting on September 25th. And that'll be followed by, amazingly, Till Death. Which doesn't seem like it'll ever die.
It won't,
October 2nd.
Ever. Ever.
And then that'll be followed by Dollhouse, starting September 25th.
Ooh, you know what? I haven't watched Epitaph 1 yet. Is there anybody else?
No.
I should have
brought that with
you. You did bring it with you?
No, I should have.
Oh, you should have.
Anyway. It wouldn't have helped me out any, but I haven't seen it either.
I'm hearing that it, like, I don't know.
Let's not talk about it.
Let's not talk about it. We're not talking about it. We're going to watch Dollhouse Season 2, though.
Hello? She doesn't even want to know who the guest stars are.
Yeah. Those
exactly.
Ears
and you want to start talking about the premise of an episode she hasn't seen.
I haven't seen it either.
I know, but I've been avoiding all word about it so that I wouldn't find out what it was about. So, I mean, I know a little bit, but I don't want to know any more than that.
Whereas, I have not been avoiding anything, and I still have no idea what it's about. So, do with that what you will.
All right, whatever. Moving on.
Okay, so
there's something to move on to.
Well.
Oh, just how much I hate Brothers.
I was going to say since she's seen Brothers, she ought to at least say something, and now she has.
Guys, I have two pieces of news that we have to add back into the news. Dennis, Peter Tolan says that Rescue Me will end for sure in 2011, and Kristen Chenoweth is going to guest judge American Idol.
Oh, really? Jay Kras is engaged.
And Justin Kras. Jason, what the hell is his name? John Krasinski got engaged.
Important information.
So that's the addendum to the news. Moving on.
So I'll be watching Dollhouse, and that's about it of Fox's Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll move on to
the next day, which
just
is
mentioned Saturday, which will be Cops starting on September 12th and America's Most Wanted on September 12th as well.
How long has America's Most Wanted been on the air?
That has been on the air
since before I was born.
This is the 23rd season.
So, since before I
season
watched TV.
A little Fox Saturday trivia for you.
There you go. In case it comes up at Quizzo.
Now you know.
Now you know, because it's my super short show. So that's Fox, pretty much.
Yeah. Exciting.
It's not that exciting.
I know. That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because the only new thing is Glee. I mean, it's mm-hmm. new because it's only shown one episode. And then Brothers. And other than that, it's...
And the Cleveland Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See how forgettable some things are. But so they have, like, a couple of new things, but it's not a... There's nothing that, like, is jumping out that's new in the fall that I'm like, except for Glee, that I'm like, oh, I got to watch that. Or that right. I even want to know much more about,
oh, yeah.
about
it. Well, you know what? There's some good stuff in the fall, but nothing that, like you said, exactly, nothing that's jumping out at me.
The main things are returning stuff like House and Dollhouse that I'm, or and Fringe that I'm, like, really, those are the ones that are jumping out at me that I want to see.
Exactly. So that's Fox, everybody.
Sly like a fox.
That's right. Let us know what shows you, what Fox shows you're looking forward to.
Yes, please do. We'd love to hear from you. Did I sound like a good... I don't even know how to explain myself. That, but...
Yes, please do. We'd love to hear from you. All right. All right. Are we done with this topic?
Yes.
I think so.
All right, then let's move on to primetime.
Primetime!
Awesome. That's going to be the best primetime entry ever.
I guess it echoed.
I'm going to keep that one and just use it over and over and over again.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Oh, Lord.
So we don't have much to talk about in primetime this week. Just some finales and some things that made me cry, which you'll be surprised was a lot of them.
Really?
Well, one of
on
them.
On the list that we have? One of them.
Anyway. What's our first show? It's The Closer.
It's The Closer, The Closer, The Closer.
Shut up.
Anyway.
I swear, are you sure you guys aren't, like, at the stadium? Like, talking on a mic from the field?
It's just in. We are podcasting from Citizens Bank Park right now. And the whole field is just loving us.
It's a big audience for once. All right.
Did you say for once about the Phillies or about us?
No, about us.
Okay. I was really offended. About the Phillies, not us.
The closer.
The closer. Phillies need a closer. That's what they need. Brad Lidge sucking it up. Okay. What actually happened on this episode?
It was the spot high speed chase, if you can call it that.
The
serial killer.
The serial killer from Texas.
Right. Who collected things. I gotta be honest, I'm sad to see Sosie Bacon go. I like the character. I like the dynamic the character brings.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that maybe, because, like, over the course of the show, she's only been there 3 weeks mm-hmm. in actual time, not just 3 weeks of the show.
Right.
It seemed like if you're, like, having trouble with somebody and you've been trying to find somebody else that could change her around or something like that, that it might be a month or two or something like that that
mm-hmm.
that she would be, but not the case.
Not the case in Dizzle.
Is it really only been 3 weeks for them?
Yeah, they said that in the episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just checking because it's not always the show doesn't always move like week to week. So,
I mean, they could have written it in anyway that she'd been there longer. I mean, really, I mean, they could have
definitely
to write the story, but they wrote the in that she'd only actually been there 3 weeks. So, but that was a pretty eventful 3 weeks.
Yes, it was.
But the chasing down the car hauler truck, that was pretty good with the hanging on the side of the truck and then getting in and the guy trying to beat him with the club and then he finally throws him out and just starts kicking the crap out of him because he broke his arm.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole little chase, that was a pretty decently done chase scene.
Definitely. And Xander Berkeley is awesome. George Mason from 24. Love him. That's pretty much it. I liked the episode. I can't wait for more episodes because I love this show.
So what is there going to be, three or four more episodes starting in November?
I don't know.
I think he said two or three at the end of the year and then they would pick back up.
I'm sorry, who's he?
James A. Duff.
I thought you meant like the announcer on TNT. You guys are like good friends. Well, here's what he said to me.
if you followed the Twitter account that I gave you a couple weeks ago, he announced it on that Twitter account.
Yeah, there's three more episodes because they do 15 episode seasons, and this was the 12th.
I do follow that Twitter account.
If you paid attention to that Twitter account.
Bingo.
Just not closely.
All right. So also on Monday night.
It's a courtesy follow.
Yeah. Also on Monday night, the finale of Make It or Break It.
Aw.
A couple made it and one broke it.
Literally. This show made me cry. I was crying like a crazy person at the end. I just like really sappy stories like that. I think Ray is crying right now, everybody.
I'm not crying.
She's covering her eyes. The tears are forming.
I watched the end like 5 times.
It was really good. For those of you wondering what made us cry, I don't remember.
Payson hurts her back.
Payson hurts her back. Kaylee, spoiler alert, won the whole thing.
You just said Payson broke her back. That's a spoiler alert, too.
People knew that was coming. Anybody who saw the previews knew that she fell off those uneven bars.
What's her name made it into nationals?
Emily Kometko.
Not nationals. She made it onto the team.
She made it onto the team, but that was an interesting one because she made it on last. So had Payson not fallen, she wouldn't have made the team.
Right.
And
she might have if somebody else had screwed up.
Yeah, you never know.
Yes, she made it onto the team. And
she made out with
a hot guy. To a good song.
Here's the thing. I preferred this hot guy to Kaylee's brother, so I think that she should forget about Kaylee's brother. Just saying.
I think they're just setting up a triangle.
I've already mentioned today how much I hate triangles. Not on the podcast. To Ray Earl.
That's because one show has way too many of them. But anyway, that's the show we already talked about, so we can't talk about it.
What?
Could I be any more vague for you? Vampire Diaries is setting up quite a few triangles.
You did say last week that you would vague it up this week, so
see, there
kudos
you go.
To you.
I try. I reach for the stars. Okay.
Just not telling you which ones?
I reach for the stars. Inappropriately.
Yeah, inappropriately.
You just feel up the stars. There's a difference.
There is. There really is.
I reach and miss. All right. Anyway, what's the other girl's name?
Lauren Tanner.
Amory doesn't like Lauren.
I hate her.
Oh, she's terrible.
But
she does. She's really good in the character because you hate her.
But then she and her best friend, Candace Cameron, are all happy now.
They had a moment, too, so I tried at that, too. Anyway.
Because I think DJ Tanner is incredible.
So I cried a lot, and I watched it 5 times. Just the end.
Mm-hmm.
When the music starts playing. When they're reading out people who got on the team. Anyway, all right, sorry. It was good. I can't wait for more.
Yes.
Good thing they got picked up. Did they get picked up?
Wouldn't it be funny if they didn't get picked up and Ray was like foreshadowing? You're psychic like that girl. It did. It did get picked up. It did get picked up.
I just want you to know I heard Amory say it did get picked up like 10 times. 5 years. All right, let's move on.
Speaking of 10 things. 10 things I hate about you.
I love that show. I'm so in love with this show now.
It took a little bit, but when she comes down the stairs after, you know, saying there were multiple lines in this episode. One being where Kat tells Bianca, you know you're not in a teen movie, right? Which is funny on multiple levels because they're in a teen TV show that's based on a movie.
Based on a movie.
And so, but then when she actually comes down the stairs slow, that was funny. And then the dad at the table with the computer screen going, okay, now this is the placenta. And here's the dad cutting the cord, the umbilical cord. But that's just symbolic because that guy is responsible for that child for the rest of his life. And then she's like, Dad, are you done with your inquisition? And he's like, no, I'm just talking with your curiously deep-voiced friend that looks much older than 17.
I like that part very much.
That was so awesome. I love that.
Yes, and I can't wait to see more of that episode. See, it really bugs me because the next episode that is available for us to preview is the episode after this Tuesday's episode. So I can't even watch it ahead of time because I can't even get my fill.
Yeah, I watched it, for the record.
How did you... But they talk about things that happened in an episode that you didn't see.
This is how much I like the show. I couldn't not watch it.
True. I started watching it. I saw the beginning.
See?
Yes. But I love it.
Anyway.
Remember how we were all worried? And how much we thought it was going to suck?
Well, two things stand out in this episode of why I think it's my favorite so far is the stupid little friend was not there. And there was no sign of mini Gabrielle Union.
Oh, that's true. Gabrielle Union Jr. was not in this episode.
I mean, not even it was almost noticeable in her absence, just because you would think it's a school dance.
Mm-hmm.
You would have at least seen her at it.
Didn't go. She had to go somewhere.
But
did they say that?
Yeah. They said that her character was off doing something.
Yeah, but it's just kind of a...
I didn't miss her.
Yeah. And well, after the previous episode being like half about her, so.
Yeah. So that's some things I hate about you. What's next?
Leverage.
This was a great episode. A really great episode.
This is my favorite episode of this season, and not just because I was on set during the filming of the episode, but just because it was a great episode with the rival team. And they had they seriously had a lot of fun with going up against, you know, another hacker, another hitter.
Mm. I like the fact that, like, the hitter was a girl, you know, and that was something different. And I have to say, a lot of people don't like Christian Kane with his long hair, but I am in love with him. I am absolutely in love with him.
Can we have our computer duel now?
Yes. Yes, we can. You walk away. You walk away, I'll walk away. Little bright eyes for everybody.
Lord. Oh, God.
For the record, I'm still sitting on the couch and Ray is still sitting on the floor and neither of us has moved.
What?
For our duel.
Oh. I was like, what are you talking about?
I was picturing you guys jumping out of the back of vans. Right now, and
I do love that line about the baby. You're on my baby monitor.
Because Alice like just sells it so good. He's like, like a yuppie parent or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're crossing into my baby monitor. And you get what you need to do is it's just the way he does it. Okay, guys, did I mention, because Ray hates what I mention when I talk to people, that I talk to Alice too, and that I love him. He's awesome. I want to be friends with him forever.
I did not say that I hate when you talk to people.
That's twice in one episode that I've mentioned people I've interviewed this week. Just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. I interviewed Christian Kane, so.
So did I. Oh!
In person. I interviewed Christian Kane in person.
Oh.
Yeah, she can't beat that.
You win. I interviewed Kiefer Sutherland. Well, I looked at him.
I have a picture. I have a picture with me and Christian Kane.
Hold up. I have a picture in the TV guide with me and Kiefer Sutherland. Winner, Emery.
All right, you guys.
Anyway.
Now you guys are having a duel of celebrities.
Back to leverage. I think they've done a really good job of incorporating the fact that Gina Bellman is pregnant. Not incorporating it, but hiding it well. I mean, yeah, you know she's pregnant, so she's hiding like a bag in front of her. She stops and there's a box in front of her.
Or she's wearing a coat.
Yeah. I think they've done a nice job. And,
they
have
put her behind the wheel of a...
Yeah. And they have her eating, too, so, like, face, like some of her weight gain in her face or whatever could kind of be explained situation. Because they can never explain why, like, the actresses get chubby and then are suddenly slim again. So having her eat to, like, drown her sorrows makes it feel like they've really paid attention to it.
Yeah, and then killing her off so that they can't use her as the face of the episode, you know. And
Well, I like how they also made, like, a little joke for the people who are in the know about how they miss Sophie. What they're really saying is they miss Sophie on the missions, not, but they made it seem like they also were making the joke of she wasn't alive anymore. And she's like, hello, I'm still alive.
My one problem, though, that kind of leads to my one problem, though, because they make Parker kind of such an idiot. Like, are you really even here? Yeah, she's not dead, Parker. She didn't die. I don't know.
But I don't know that. That part of Parker, that part of the character is starting to grow on me a little bit with the, she's become my favorite character with the sort of weird things that she says or does or, but I love that she's like talking and she's going, she knows I'm right here, right?
Yeah. So I'm glad that got a third season because I love that show.
And I'm actually, well, this episode was supposed to be the summer finale, but.
Oh, that's right.
They're kind of on a roll. I'm kind of glad that they decided to play a couple more episodes. A little disappointed that they're not necessarily playing them in the original intended order, but that they're playing like the 8th and the 10th episode instead of what was originally the 10th episode will be the 9th episode or something like that. And hopefully there's not too much in there that...
But isn't it like a two-parter?
Well, there's something that I saw showed that it was that the two episodes that they're showing were originally scheduled to not play back to back. So I don't know. We'll see.
I thought I just read something recently that said it was a two-parter, but maybe they just meant the two extra episodes. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. And the other, there's been people talking about the tombstone at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I don't get that. What's going on with that?
From what I understand, it's not explicitly like said in there. You're supposed to sort of take from what she says that she's decided and she changed the tombstone. She had it changed to actually.
What does it say though?
It says Sophie Devereaux, but at the beginning when they're doing it, it says Catherine, whatever the other person that they had killed off, and so people are saying it's a, you know, that they goofed. Or whatever, but I tried to find it, but I saw them talking, the writers talking about it on Twitter, I thought, but I couldn't, I went back and...
She deleted it because it was a spoiler when she posted it.
That's why I couldn't find it again.
It had only happened on the East Coast.
I knew I'd seen it, that she had mentioned something about it, and, but yeah, that it was, Sophie had changed it herself, but it wasn't explicitly said. You're just supposed to sort of... infer from the conversation that she talks about she needs to, you know, sort of get rid of all the different roles that she's been playing before she can become who she originally was or is going to be. So it's not actually a faux pas.
Yep. So that's our prime time for this week. What do you think?
I think it is. Or was.
Who are you asking, Emery?
And
wait, what was the question? Who am I asking?
Yes.
So we have guests on their way. I'm very excited.
And next week we'll be doing a fall preview for NBC.
Yes. NBC.
Which I actually have a couple screeners for, so I'll actually be able to say something about. The new show.
I've got them all, and here's what I have to say.
Don't say anything
I
yet.
Won't spoil it. I won't spoil it.
No spoilers. No spoilers for the next episode.
Here's a look at what's to come. Aggressively, offensively, awful.
That could be for about three different shows, or that could all be about one show. You'll have to tune in to find out.
This is true. So, technically, it's that time.
Not technically.
Where's the thumping? Actually, we're early today.
We're early?
We are, because normally we're, like, barely on the phone at this point.
What?
I mean, I feel like we don't get a lot covered. No, I'm not going anywhere with this conversation. I mean, we usually get off the phone from a podcast, like, an hour later than we are right now.
I don't know. I think you're taking your normal path.
This is true. This is true.
All right.
So what you're saying is normally we would have started, we would have only been on the phone for about 45 minutes and
yes,
we would have, in that, we would have just barely been into the episode.
Exactly. Exactly. That's where I was going with that.
That's the Amory to English translation for the listeners out there.
Are we done now?
I think so.
We've been done for like 3 minutes now, I think.
But. If you would like to tell us, as Jason suggested, what shows you're watching on Fox this season, or, you know, want to talk about any of the four. Did we only talk about four? Four shows that we talked about? Tell us about how you cried at Make It or Break It. And Break It, Make It and Break It, whatever.
We would have talked about Royal Pains as well, but Amory hadn't watched it yet.
Because I had to watch the Phillies and the Eagles last night.
Excuses.
And what did you think about those six plays?
What?
To take a tangent. To take a tangent before we end the episode. We have to have
I don't know what that here. Means. Those six plays.
Vic played six plays.
Oh, I didn't watch Vic. I watched it towards the end. I liked, to go on another tangent, Cobb looks just like Pacey Witter will look in 20 years.
You mean Joshua Jackson?
Yep.
Is he only known as Pacey Witter to you?
No, I know who he is.
Okay. All right, then. If you'd also like to comment on the Phillies, feel free.
Eagles?
Is that what you watch?
Michael Vick plays football.
I don't watch either. So, you know, if you want to comment on either, it's okay. You can leave us a message at our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
Vouch for me. I was doing the jazz hands.
Amory did do the jazz hands. Or Gus, as we like to call it. What else was I saying? Snapvine, you can leave us a comment on Snapvine. None of you ever do, but you could if you were feeling it this week. Feel free. Whatever. Twitter, TV times 3.
Spell it all out.
I think at this point you all know how to get in touch with us.
It doesn't explain why you're not getting in touch with us.
It doesn't.
They do leave comments.
No, we're getting great comments. I guess I was really more upset than nobody's leaving us voice messages.
Yeah, reading is great, but Amory really wants to hear from you.
It's true.
We'd like to incorporate you more. And we're really bad about reading your comments on air. We read them, obviously, but we don't read them on air for some reason. Anyway, whatever. You respond to them? Is that what you said?
I said we do.
I don't.
We sort of do sometimes.
We did last week when we added an extra topic to the podcast. We answered some
questions. That's true.
We do your topics. I just meant I read them like I read the lake, if that's how you say your name. You need to call into Snapvine and tell us how to say your name. That she accused me about the Veronica Mars movie.
Well, that might work. That's the only other way we've ever got somebody to call in on Snapvine.
Yeah.
All of you need to call in and pronounce your names for us. Anyway, whatever. You know how to get in touch with us. Our music today, somewhat provided by Amory, though not completely because she was afraid of the echo. And then the rest of it was provided by iodapronet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that, my friends...
Wait. You, a couple minutes ago, said the word do twice, and it reminded me of a song I liked.
Did she say do?
Yes, in 7th grade.
Wow, 7th grade flashback. I can't wait to hear this one.
That's the year that the song Regulators came out, right? I was a big fan of Regulators. Mellon up. But there was also a song called Doo-Doo Brown. And I don't know if you'll remember it, but if you do, please let me know that you remember it and that I'm not crazy. But it went doo-doo brown. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And then at one point, the lyrics were...
Yes.
1-900.
I just have to say what I heard was doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo because it just kept going.
The lyrics.
One that...
The lyrics were 1-900-976-DOO-DOO. That's all that's been going through my head for the last 2 minutes. So now we can officially close out.
Oh, God. We gotta eat.
It's true. We do. We gotta find Kath and Dan is what we gotta find.
On that note, we gotta eat.
Well, we do.
Yes.
Do.
Okay, guys.
Oh, Lord.
Well, nobody doo-doos like you do.
Shut up.
And on that note,
I heard my echo that time. Sorry.
Oh.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for me and Ray to podcast in the same room. And it's been quite an experience.
Once in a lifetime?
once in a while.
All I'm thinking about is what would have happened if we actually would have tried to record an episode at Comic-Con where we all would have been in the same room.
It would have been crazy. All right. For literally, I gotta go.
What? That makes no sense.
For literally? Literally does not equal real.
No. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, Lord. All right, people. It's been an experience.
If you're still listening, God bless you. Have a great time.
Hey, we didn't talk as long as we usually
That's
talk.
That's true,
here.
So you needed us to keep talking at the end. All right.
I don't know about that, but my point was, if they listened to all those other podcasts, why wouldn't they listen to this one all the way through? All right.
Exactly. All right, folks.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
Bye.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. There you go. Okay, for real, I gotta go.
Bye.
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 We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
And we're recording.
Whew. Good.
All right.
You've
been
warned.
I have to do this, otherwise it echoes. All right. Is this episode 42?
I sure hope so, because that's what I just posted on Twitter.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All righty? I'm getting ready if we're ready. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm ready.
It was Jason I was waiting for the response for. Thanks, Amory.
As you said, we're as ready as they're going to be.
All right. Here we go. Sorry, I had to swallow.
That's what she said. Wow. We recorded that, right? That was on tape, right?
I was going to say it, and then I was like, no, that's really bad. And then, then you said it.
Oh, Lord. All right, here we go. God. All right. I'm going to start laughing in the middle of the intro, so I'm trying to stop.
Well, we got to...
For the record,
we gotta always make sure we have something
show,
for the 2 minutes after
the. I am just sitting here. I'm doing nothing, and she just looks over and starts laughing. I'm not doing a thing.
I wasn't laughing at you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're like tickling her or something.
Oh Lord!
All right, here we go.
Okay, I can hear you twice.
I was looking at Ray. I'm sorry.
I think it's partly not that I want you to talk really quiet or anything, but I think the louder you get, it picks up on the other mic.
I'm going to talk really quiet.
I wasn't covering my mic either, and usually I'm covering it. Anyway.
Okay.
Moving on.
So we'll move on to Monday. Okay, who's blowing on their microphone?
That was Ray.
I wasn't blowing on my microphone. I was cupping my hand over it so you wouldn't hear Amory.
Why would we not want to hear Amory?
Well, I didn't want to hear Amory like 10 times, is what I was saying.